Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
Amen.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Blessed be the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for so great a salvation that you've given us. We thank you for the word of God that lifts our hearts and gives us wisdom and help in all of our journeys and the struggles and trials of life. We thank you, Lord, for the fellowship of other believers. We thank you, Lord, for people getting saved and willing to confess Christ before others. We ask you, Lord, to bless this reading of your word and give me help to preach as best I can. And Lord, we just give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I don't know how old David was when he wrote Psalm 103. Back in the time, I've been preaching 66 years now. I was saved when I was 20. And surrendered to preach when I was saved. I was going to nursing homes and hospitals, and I was a young man. And, of course, those people in the hospitals, most of them were old people, like I am today. At any rate, as I went, they would ask me sometimes what scriptures I would like to read. And sometimes I would ask them what scriptures they would like to read. Many times we had the 23rd Psalm. A lot of people love the 23rd Psalm. They can almost use it as a prayer as they talk to God Almighty. And that was the Psalm of David too, just like this is the Psalm of David. This Psalm seems to me like it was written more in a later part of his life. Now that may not be true. I really don't know the background of the Psalm. But I do know that after a few years, I kept going back to Psalm 103. There's just so many things that it says there that you ought to be reminded that you ought to be thanking God. You're here today, and let's say you're healthy today, and you're walking around, and some of your friends have already gone through life. They're not walking around anymore. And a whole lot of my friends have already gone. And in fact, when you get to be 86, or you get to be 94, or something else like that, you're way past the average. You've shown the grace of God to give you life for that long a time.
Amen.
I get this psalm in my heart. I try to read it just ever so often. Sometimes I just want to read Psalm 103. Look at it. What a blessing. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Wouldn't you like to bless the Lord?
Amen.
I would like to be a blessing to the Lord. I would like the Lord to be happy with me. I would like, because I'm happy with Him.
Amen.
I'm happy with Him. I'd like for Him to be happy with me. I would like to please Him. I'd like to honor Him. I'd like to glorify Him.
Amen.
Now, we have a lot of sports stars that we glorify. We've got a lot of movie stars that we glorify. And all of them aren't worth glorifying.
Amen.
But I guarantee you, from what we see in just this one psalm, this God is worth glorifying.
Bless the Lord.
He deserves to be glorified.
Amen.
All of the things that He's done for us and continues to do for us and promises to do for us
Amen.
In the future. Someone was asking Billy Graham when he was in his 90s. He lived to be 99. Asked him sometime in his 90s, an old man, they said, are you afraid to die? He said, no, I'm not afraid to die at all. And he said, in fact, I'm anticipating it. I'm anticipating it. He said, what are you anticipating? I'm going to see God face to face.
Amen.
I'm going to be rejoined with my wife and all my friends and a lot of things like that. Death doesn't look like a bad thing to me.
Amen.
I thank God for a good life. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me.
Amen.
David is a beautiful poet. He is a spiritual prophet. He was a great soldier. And he was a great man. Tremendous. And in fact, Christ sits on the throne of David. How about that?
Yes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. I'm sorry to say that I don't bless the Lord at all times. I sometimes am thinking about this life. Sometimes I'm thinking about what things cost. Sometimes I think about what I'm going to eat. You ever think about that? Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that's within me. I wish my whole life and being could be given in praise to God.
Amen.
That would be something that you should aim for.
Amen.
How much more could you praise God?
Yes.
You know, there's some people that really deserve to be honored. They are. They've saved people's lives. They've given sacrificially. They've moved and changed changes of the way the country goes, things, and the laws that are made, and they've done it for good things, and they've fought for it and stood up for it. Oh my, not any more than God.
Amen.
All that's within me. Bless His holy name.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Do we forget?
Amen.
How about your wife's birthday, you know?
Yeah.
How about your wedding, day? And a whole lot of other things. I have been a forgetful husband. I was also one that remembered quite a few things. And sometimes if I write them down, I'll remember them better. But you know something? Forget not all His benefits.
Amen.
Has God benefited you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Has the Word of God benefited you?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Have you been changed by what that book says?
Amen.
Praise God, that is the truth.
Yes.
That is the truth. I just rejoice in it every day.
Amen.
I look around at some of my friends and I think about some of their lives. I look around at some of my neighbors. Hey, just watch television. Watch the news. Some of you don't watch the news, but if you just watch the news, you get all the bad news. Because the only news is bad news. You understand? But you hear some of the bad things that go on. Good night. Crazy people. They're mean people. They're depraved people in this world. Who in the world thinks they're a great big soldier and dresses up in flak jackets and whatever and has a helmet and he has a rifle? And goes in and shoots kindergartens.
Wow, right.
Crazy. Warped. Yeah. Maybe demon possessed. I don't know.
Yeah.
But boy, it's wicked.
Amen.
It's wicked. It's disappointing.
Yeah, right.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all His benefits. Now look at the list He's going to give you here. It's a beautiful list. I read this quite often because I don't want to forget. I don't want to get so occupied with life and trying to keep myself moving and going that I get a little lazy about thinking about God and what God has done. I believe many of us and maybe all of us ought to be thanking God.
Yes, sir.
Every day. Every day. If you're up and walking, thank God you're walking. There's a lot of people that aren't walking. You're seeing. Thank God you're seeing because there's a lot of people that don't see. You're still alive and enjoying ice cream,
yeah.
Chocolate,
yeah.
Steak.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Some of you enjoy lettuce. Well, you ought to thank God for it if you enjoy letters. Forget not all his benefits.
Yeah.
Now notice the first one he says right here. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities.
Yeah.
You sorry, lazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Guilty.
And God's forgiven you.
Amen.
You can sit in his house and rejoice. God's forgiven you.
Praise the Lord.
An outlaw like Spurgeon can rejoice because God forgave him of years of trouble.
Amen.
He thanks God for a mother that kept on praying for him. Maybe a daddy that kept on praying for him. And God Almighty finally arrested him. Got him in jail. Willie Cosby got the same thing. He was in jail, and there was an old drunk in jail with him. And he said, boy, you better get saved, or you're going to end up like me. He said when he got out of jail, he went to the first church he could find. Got himself saved and spent the rest of his life preaching the gospel.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Man, there's a bunch. If we listed the iniquities in this room that was completed by us before we went to God, what would it be?
Yeah.
It'd be tragic.
Tragic, yeah.
It'd be a disappointment. It would be a depression.
Amen.
And God forgave it. Forgiveth all thine iniquities.
Thank you, Lord.
How about healing all thy diseases?
Yeah.
I've been an old diabetic for about 36 years. Been taking insulin for 26 of those years. I'm still walking with all of my toes. They are working on my little toe on my right foot. And this wound doctor tells me, says, Mr. Kincaid, you don't want to lose this toe. You really don't want to lose this toe. We're going to work everything we can do to keep from you losing this toe. You know why? When you cut the toe off, you got a bigger wound that won't heal. And then when you cut the foot off, you got another big wound that won't heal. Because you're a diabetic.
Yeah.
I'm 86 years old. And I'm still walking on the same foot I was born with.
Yeah.
And I got a doctor working hard, very, very hard to keep my little toe on my right foot.
Amen.
That's a benefit.
Yes.
There's a lot of people around the world that have my problem, but they don't have the doctor or don't have the insurance or don't have the opportunity.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Amen.
Man, I don't only have that. I got heart trouble.
Yeah.
I got four bypasses. I got a pacemaker. What do you think about that? They won't give me an MRI because it'd kill me. Because that metal of that pacemaker in there, it's running down.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to have to put another one in here in a short while. Forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. What sort of stories are inside this room?
Yeah.
You got a story.
Yeah.
If you're alive today, you got a story.
Amen.
You got a wreck that you didn't get killed in. You got a shooting incident that you were down in just a block or two away from where it happened. You went around and you got COVID, but it didn't kill you.
Right. Yeah.
It killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, you ought to be thanking God it didn't kill you, don't you think so?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look at verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Wow.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was driving in the up around Fort Worth. I was going back into New Mexico. And there was a church that I preached up in the North Country up there. And I was living in Fort Worth. And I was driving out Sunday morning to preach. And it was snow and ice all over the roads. And there was a one long bridge. It was a double lane bridge, and with four lanes, and they were separated. But it was all covered with ice. And I hit it doing about 65 or 70 miles an hour in a big sedan. And I remember it was a real long bridge. I had my kids and the family in the car with me. And as I went onto the bridge, all of a sudden my car, I lost absolute control of it. It just began to slide over to the left branch and into the walk there, in the street there. And that long bridge, I kept looking because it had banisters up on the sides of it, big cement banisters. And I thought, boy, we bought the farm. We're going to wreck.
Amen.
Sliding. It went right past, about a foot I missed that cement banister. And went off down in a ditch, deep in snow. Right down out there. Nobody was hurt. A dump truck came by about 15 minutes later. Said, would you like me to pull you out? I said, I'd like for you to pull me out. And he pulled me out and I went on my way. But you know what? I was really thankful. I thought God guided my car.
Yes.
God gave me a close call, but he didn't call me home.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction?
Yes.
Oh, I've got a lot of other things I could tell about that. How about crown a thee with loving kindness? Has anybody ever loved you? Have you had love? I see some of these people like on the stories, like on television and whatever in the news. Some of these poor kids are born in families that don't have any love.
That's right.
And they don't even have common sense.
No.
Pitiful. I can cry in my heart for them because they weren't loved. I was loved. I was born in the middle of the Depression, and I know they did not want another child when I came along.
Yeah.
But they welcomed me, and they loved me.
Amen.
And they loved me till the day they died.
Yes.
Wow, I had a wonderful home.
Amen.
How about that? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. How about satisfieth thy mouth with good things?
Yes.
You like ice cream?
Yes.
I'm an old diabetic, but I like ice cream.
Yes.
You like chocolate?
Yeah.
I like chocolate. I'm an old diabetic, but I still eat chocolate. Ask Diane. She goes out to eat with me every once in a while. She picks on me. Thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know that I have the strength that I had when I was younger. I had a lot more strength than I have now. But you know what? I'm still moving.
Amen.
I'm still driving.
Yeah.
I can still use the my microwave. That's my cooking. Satisfied thy mouth with good things? Ooh, I get invited out, boy, and they'll say, Mr. Kincaid, how do you like your steak? Well done. Oh, that's terrible. Well done. You need the blood running down all over the place. No, I don't. I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
I eat well done. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth.
Amen.
With good things.
Good things.
Good things. Wow. Yeah. So thy youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, says he giveth power to the faint. God's been giving power to this faint man a long time now. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord. How about that?
Amen. Amen.
That ought to be your occupation, waiting upon the Lord. And you know, I think of that sometimes like waiters in a good restaurant. They wait at your table. They take your order. They bring your things for you. If you need something, you tell them and they wait upon you. We ought to be waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
We ought to be listening. Anything you want me to do today, Lord? I mean, you want a witness given? You want me to give a tract to somebody?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Wait upon the Lord. They run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. You know, if you read the story of many of the Christians, you'll find people with great faith, great strength, do great things. Some of those old missionaries, the first ones to go out, they literally left their families. left their countries, never got to go back, many of them. Many of them buried children after children on the mission field. Some of them buried wives on the mission field. Eddie calls me about two or three times a week, and we get to talk. And my son's doing mission work down in Mexico right now, and he takes time to call me. I couldn't do that. I had to go down into the actual post office to get a phone when I was in Guatemala. Something else. Are we having blessings?
Yeah.
Are we being blessed by this modern society that we have?
Yeah.
Well, I think we have. I think they're keeping some of us alive. God Almighty showed them how to do it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Well, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed, and he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. How did he do that? The word of God. Why did he choose the Jews? They taught their children to read and write. Do you realize how many cultures didn't teach their children to read and write?
Yes.
The Jews did. You know why they wanted to read and write? Because they could read the word of God and understand it.
Yes.
And you got Abraham, the descendants of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And wow, the stories of the Bible. They're wonderful stories.
Amen.
My dear old grandmother, Kincaid, told me those stories when I was a little toddler. Shadrach, Meshach, and under the bed we go. That's a good story. I learned it when I was in diapers from that Christian grandmother that I had in that house. Wow. Made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. That's what this is for.
Yes.
You know what I did? A man came to my house, and I was a professed Christian. I was a member of the church. I did believe that Jesus was the Son of God and God himself. I did believe that the Bible was the Word of God. I did that. I learned some scriptures in Sunday school. But I wasn't saved. I was one of those church members that wasn't saved. Well, an old country preacher, actually he had a college degree, but he was like me. You can tell I'm from the country, just the way my talk is. And he sat down one night from 7:30 till about 10:30. And I love to argue. I love to just pick on people. Still do. But anyway, I would argue with him, and his answer was, well, son, that's what this says. And he would stick the Bible in front of my face and say, that's the answer to that right there. And he answered everything I had. He beat me. He beat me. I did not like that. I figured that guy was going to come back. So that night after he left, I read the book of Genesis completely through.
Yeah.
The next night, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, five nights in a row. And then all of a sudden, I was under conviction. All of a sudden, this book began to change my mind.
Yes.
I read some things in here that were so true, and because I knew it was truth, I believed it was truth, I went to church.
Amen.
The preacher got up and preached and said, I got a message for somebody today in here. There was 500 people in the auditorium. That's what they had in Sunday school that morning. I'm sitting way back this back row over here with my wife. That preacher had been talking to my wife. Had to be. For him picking on me like he did. Man, did he put me under conviction. You know who was putting me under conviction? It was the Lord.
Amen.
It was the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And he did a change. Praise God, I got changed.
Amen.
They told me it'll last about 2 weeks. A lot of people get religion for about 2 weeks. But then they get over it.
Yes.
There's multitudes of them like that out there. That was 66 years ago, last September.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I haven't gotten over it yet.
Amen.
I'm still thrilled.
Amen.
I'm happy as I can be. Good night. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Now I want you to notice verse 8, because I think it's one of the most important verses anywhere in the Bible.
Amen.
The Lord is merciful.
Amen.
And the Lord is gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
Amen.
That's why you're alive.
Thank you, Lord.
That verse right there is the answer to why God hadn't smitten you with a flash water and wiped you off the face of the earth. Do you think you deserve to live? Do you think you have been such a good person that God looks to you?
No.
No. We were taught this morning in Sunday school all the different sinful things that we could do in certain ways. Wow. We are. We are sinners. We are selfish. We are self-centered. I'm selfish. I want what's good for me. You're selfish. You want what's good for you.
Amen.
Hopefully you had a mother and a father that were not selfish with their children. I guess that is selfish too, but you know, I had a real good time. One time I was invited to go to Del Rio to the first T-ball game of one of my grandsons. And it was little itty kids playing their first game of baseball. You didn't pitch the ball to them. You set it up on this little mound and they hit it with her. At first I was really tickled with all the kids. They hit the ball and they ran everywhere. They had no idea about what they were doing, you know. And then I got really excited about the stands. All of these parents yelling at their kids like they're pro ball players. Have you ever been to a game like that? The parents are really funny. They love their kids.
Yeah, they do.
They're proud of their kids. They've got the next great football player or basketball player or track star or whatever. Yeah, right. The Lord is merciful and gracious, plenteous in anger. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever.
Lord.
And he hath not dealt with us after our sins. You've got to thank God for that today.
Amen.
I have not suffered for my sins, and you have not suffered for your sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Or you wouldn't be sitting where you are right now.
Right. Yes,
thank you, Lord.
And all of us, some of you sweet little pretty things, you just never do anything wrong. No, that's not the truth.
Right.
Amen.
You are so selfish, so self-centered, you think everybody ought to have to eat like you eat. Woo!
Woo!
Man, he has not dealt with us after our sins. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, you know, he brings some great comparisons in this chapter.
Yeah.
Look at verse 11. I got several verses, as and so. Far as the heaven is high above the earth, is that true?
Yeah.
You ever get out and look up there and think how high that is?
Yeah.
Wow. I many times painted houses in the summertime when I was teaching school, and I would paint people's houses. I really did hate the ones that were two-story and had a chimney too. I got a 30-foot ladder. I don't like getting up on the end of that 30-foot ladder. I'm not one of those that can climb and do the high work, you know. I've seen some of these towers, and I've seen these guys climbing up there. I thought I'd starve to death before I did that. Wow. As the heavens high above the earth?
Yes.
Wow. You know, the more they learn about the heavens, the more astronomy gets out, the bigger the telescopes they get, the bigger the explorer rockets that they send out.
Yeah.
It just gets bigger. They haven't come to the end. Looks like they'd have come to the end with all the great smart guys around that they're using. But they haven't got to the end yet. The heavens are high above the earth.
Yes.
Now notice what the comparison is. So great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
Amen.
Have you experienced that?
Yes.
Say amen if you've experienced the mercy of God.
Amen.
As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Well, how about verse 12? As far as the east is from the west, how far are they? They never meet. Anywhere you are, you can go east or you can go west. Go around the globe, halfway around the globe, you can go east or you can go west. You don't meet, you don't get to the end of it. How far is that? That's a long, long way. What's God trying to tell you? He's removed your sins that far away.
Amen.
He's removed your sins that far away.
Yes.
Wow. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath removed our transgressions from us.
Yes.
Like as a father pitieth his children. Oh, what a wonderful thing to have a loving father.
Yes.
So the Lord pitieth them that fear him. And you know why God pities you?
Yes.
You're dust.
Right.
What does he say in verse 14? We know our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Think about that. Maybe you're not so important after all. Maybe you're just a pile of dust. And if they don't embalm you, that's what you'll go back to being. They could put you in the casket without embalming and you would go back to dust. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Yeah, I tell you what. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. I actually have a privacy fence. I never in my life wanted a privacy fence, but I'm very happy with a privacy fence. I enjoy it. I can see that people are passing by, but they don't have to look in. Whatever. I'll be out there with my dog. You know, I've got a nice lawn. And in my backyard, the flowers just go up, little bitty flowers, about 6-8 inches high, and they're pretty.
Yeah.
They're real pretty. And you know, tomorrow they're gone.
Yeah.
It doesn't take the lawn guy that mows my lawn for me, he mows them all down, whatever they are. But he doesn't have to mow them down. Some of them, they just come up, and then tomorrow they're not there.
Yeah.
They're so delicate. That's your life.
That's
what he's telling you.
Yes.
For there's grass, the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. And the wind passeth over and is gone. And the place thereof will shall know it no more. But look at verse 17. Get this in your head. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. To whom? Upon them that fear him. And his righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keep his covenant. Have you made a covenant with God? Have you said Jesus Christ is Lord? Jesus Christ is Savior? He's all I'm going to trust. I'm not going to trust how good I am or how good I can be.
Amen.
I'm going to trust that Jesus did it all.
Amen.
The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting.
Thank you, Lord.
That's eternal security in the Old Testament in a psalm of King David.
Yes.
Wow. Verse 19, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom ruleth over all. And then after that, he finishes the psalm with, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength. Verse 21, bless the Lord, all ye hosts. Number 22, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Amen.
His throne is in the heavens.
Yes, it is.
His kingdom rules over all.
Amen. Right.
He is Lord.
Amen.
Some of you are so proud you have not bowed the knee to him as Lord.
Amen.
Some of you are so self-sufficient and self-righteous that you have not needed to call upon him.
Amen.
To forgive your sins and save your soul. But you're making a very, very big mistake.
Yeah.
I have been evangelist for 66 years. The biggest thing that ever I saw was God so loved the world that whosoever,
right.
Whosoever,
yeah.
I wrote my name in there one day.
Yeah.
I read that verse and I said, If it's whosoever, I want it to be me.
Yeah. Amen.
And I said, Lendell Kincaid, I'm making you Lord of my life. I'm trusting you for your righteousness. I'm trusting you for your mercy. And I'm trusting you to save my soul and change my life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
I was 20 years old.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm still there.
Amen.
I'm still thanking God.
Me too.
I'm still praising God for him paying my debt.
Yes.
I couldn't pay my debt. You can't pay your debt. You don't want to try to pay your debt because that would be eternal hell.
Yeah.
Christ took it for you. He could take it and come out over, conquer it over. Praise the Lord. You know, in Romans 10:13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. 66 years ago, September the 1st, 1957, I wrote Lendell in there. For if Lendell Kincaid shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved.
Amen. Amen.
And I haven't repented of that move yet.
Amen.
Many things I've done, I've repented that I've done them. I've bought things I wished I hadn't bought.
Yeah.
I've went to places I wished I didn't go. I have got myself in messes that if I were a smarter man, I'd have never been there. I have opened up this big smart mouth and it has cost me plenty.
Amen. Amen.
But I never have regretted that.
Yes.
For whosoever, for if Lendell Kincaid shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved.
Amen.
You can write your name in there today.
Yes, sir.
You can write your name.
Yes.
You can take the word of God and say, God, I'm standing on your word.
Amen.
Let God save your soul and change your life. Best thing, absolutely best thing I ever did, smartest thing I ever did, was taking Christ as my Savior. If you're not sure of your salvation, get sure. If you have to go down 14 times, 15 times, 20 times, back in the old days, they were some of the big evangelists that came about and they would call sinners to come down and pray to get saved. And I read of one that went down about 100 times. But he finally got saved.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
He finally got saved.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
You could do it the first time.
Yes, sir.
Just today. Believe.
Yes, right now.
That's why God put this book out.
Yes.
I personally believe if I preach what is said in this book, the Holy Spirit will bless it and use it.
Amen.
And that's been my purpose for 66 years.
Amen.
Come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved.
Thank you, Lord.
And Christian friend, you don't thank God enough.
That's true.
You don't humble yourself enough.
Amen.
No.
You don't pray and say, bless the Lord enough.
Amen.
Because you owe him so much.
Yes. Yes.
Let's pray. Lord, forgive us for our selfishness, self-centeredness, our sins. Oh Lord, forgive us for our neglect of you.
Yes.
And your honor and your glory. Your kingdom does rule over all. It's going to be established in all the heavens. And Lord, we know how great they are.
Yes.
Thank you for so great a salvation.
Yes.
Thank you that it's a gift and not a reward.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. If someone is in the sound of my voice and is not saved, Lord, call them.
Yeah.
Touch them. Move on them. And let them call upon you and take your great salvation. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This meeting is not over until the baptism is through. God bless you for coming.